弟兄姊妹大家早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天早晨呢，我想和大家呢，这个交通一件很重要的事情。
I'd like to fellowship with you something very important this morning.
就是讲到我们基督徒啊，属灵生命中的一些关键的时刻。
It speaks of some critical moments of our Christian life.
我想先请大家跟我一起读一些的圣经。
Let's read some Bible verses together.
我们先看以弗所书。
In Philippians, Ephesians.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
我们从第十六节读到十七节。
Verses 16 and 17.
要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶，不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。
Redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is.
彼得后书。
Second Peter.
第三章
Verse, chapter 3,
第八节和第九节
Verses 8 and 9
亲爱的弟兄啊有一件事你们不可忘记就是主看一日如千年千年如一日主所应许的尚未成就有人以为他是单言其实不是单言乃是宽容你们不愿有一人沉沦乃愿人人都悔改
But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
我们再看旧约约珥书
In the Old Testament, the book of Joel,
约珥书第二章
Joel chapter 2
第二十五节
verse 25
我打发到你们中间的大军队就是蝗虫男子马蚱茧虫那些年所吃的我要补还你们
So I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locust, and the chewing locust, my great army which I send among you.
我们都知道神从这个永远里面呢创造出时间。
We know that in eternity, God created time.
我们知道这个时间呢对我们基督徒来讲有特别的意义。
We know that time has special meaning to Christians.
啊，因为在座呢，大部分都是年轻的弟兄姊妹。
A vast majority today is young people.
啊，这个年轻人呢，有一个好处就是时间多。
To the young people, there's one advantage which we have a lot of time.
所以呢，我们需要从主的话语里面哈。来明白这个时间的意义。
So through the word of the Lord, we need to understand the meaning of time.
这个对我们基督徒啊，过属灵生活来讲，是非常重要的一件事情。
It is important for us to live our Christian life.
如果我们懂得如何在时间中来经历主自己。
If we know how to experience the Lord through time,
我们在主跟前就会蒙到非常大的祝福。
We will be greatly blessed.
所以我们要知道这个时间呢，神是从永远里面创造出来的。
We should know that from eternity God created time.
当然，圣经中啊提到这个永远的时候啊，这也是一个非常有意义的一件事情。
Now, when the Bible talks about eternity, it is also a very meaningful thing.
我想今天早晨呢，我没有时间跟你们讲永远。
Now, we don't have time to talk about eternity this morning.
啊，那是一个非常重要的一个神圣的一个意念。
It is a very divine concept.
那么，我想我们只能集中在时间这个点上，和弟兄姊妹们稍微做一点交通。
So this morning we'll focus on time.
我们知道神不仅创造时间
Not only God created time,
神把一切所有的受造之物啊，通通把它封闭在时间的里面
God also has sealed all the creation under time.
啊，所以神创造的这个天地万有啊，无论是动物、植物啊。
So all the creations, the animals, the plants.
那么还有我们这些人类。
And humans.
甚至连魔鬼和他一切的工作，神都把它封闭在时间的里面。
And even devil and all his works, God has sealed everything under time.
啊，所以一切事物只要是在时间中间的，那都是有限。
So if anything exists with time, then it's limited.
并且告诉我们说，时间一到，所有都结束。
Now, if time comes, everything will end.
啊，我们都知道，我们人在地上呢，我们的一生呢，也是有时间的限制。
So we know that as humans, our life has limits.
所以旧约圣经里面告诉我们说，生有时，死有时。
So in the Old Testament time, it will say that there's a time to be born, there's a time for you to die.
所以我们这个人的生死啊，都在时间的限制里面。
So birth and death is all controlled in time.
所以时间一到，一切就结束。
When the time comes, everything will end.
这个呢，甚至包括了仇敌的工作在里面。
This even includes the works of the enemy.
啊，我们不要以为说今天仇敌在地上的工作非常的这个猖狂可怕。
Let's not think that the work of the enemy on earth is very strong and fierce.
圣经告诉我们说呢，他所有一切的作为，通通在时间的限制里面。
The Bible tells us all his works is under time.
所以在启示录第十二章告诉我们呢。
So in Revelation 12 it tells us.
他说魔鬼呢，知道自己的时间不多了。
The devil knows that he has very limited time left.
所以你看见魔鬼是懂得时间的。
So you realize that the devil knows about time.
所以他要抓住时间呢，要快快的做一点事情。
He has to seize his time to do something.
他知道时间一结束，他所有一切都结束。
He knew that once time ends, everything he does will end.
那么，所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
今天我们有这样一个很基本的认识。
We have this basic concept.
神把一切事物都放在时间的里面。
That God has put everything in time.
所以不管你今天地上呢，你是什么英雄啊，什么伟人啊，什么了不起的一些的成就作为啊，到时间一结束就全部都结束。
So be you are a hero on earth or a great achiever on earth, once time ends, all your works will end.
啊，所以人在时间的里面是完全的受到了这个限制。
So humans, what we do is limited to time.
那么到底时间对基督徒来讲有什么意义呢？
Now what does time mean to Christians?
我们要感谢神。
We thank God.
啊，我们基督徒必须明白，时间乃是神给我们的机会。
We must understand that time is the opportunity given by God.
所以你只有一生的。
You have one life.
啊，你这一生在时间当中。
Your one lifetime is within time.
那么神有他的美意。
God has his good will.
神把很多的机会给我们。
And he provides many good opportunities.
啊，所以我们如果能够抓住神所给我们的机会。
Now if we can seize those opportunities.
我们就能得着神的祝福。
We could obtain his blessings.
啊，是的，我们晓得一切事物在时间中都是有限。
We know that all things are limited to time.
并且时间结束，一切都过去。
And when time ends, everything will pass away.
但是呢，弟兄姊妹们，对于基督徒来讲的话呢，我们如果能抓住在时间中主所给的机会。
But for Christians, if we could seize those opportunities in time,
我们是蒙福的。
We are blessed.
所以神把我们放在时间中，实在来讲，神是要我们来蒙福的。
When God put us in time, He wants to bless us.
啊，那么呢，这个时间对你来讲是有能不能蒙到神的祝福呢？
Now, can you be blessed?
就看你能不能抓住这些机会。
It is if you can seize those moments.
所以在以弗所书第五章那里。
So in Ephesians chapter 5,
讲到要爱惜光阴。
It says that redeem the time.
啊，那个它的原文的意思就说了，你要赎回一些的机会。
You need to redeem those opportunities.
啊，我们基督徒怎么叫做爱惜光阴呢？
How do we love our time? How do we redeem our time?
啊， 我想很多时候我们以为说我们来画个时间表。
So sometimes we draw up a timetable.
啊，我们按照这个时间表行事。
We act according to that timeline.
我们把我们所定规的都做到了，我们就叫做爱惜时间了，对不对呢
？If we accomplish everything we set out to, then we have redeemed our time.
这是世人的观念。
That's how the worldly people do it.
对基督徒来讲的话呢？
For Christians,
什么叫做爱惜光阴呢
？What is redeem our time？
爱惜光阴就是你抓住了神给你的机会。
That is mean that you seize the opportunity that God has given you。
如果你抓住这些机会
，If you seize those opportunities，
你就是抓住了时间。
You've redeemed time，
你就是真正的爱惜光阴。
Then you've redeemed time。
我们要知道，有很多时候，当你抓住这个机会的时候啊
，Now when you seize those opportunities，
它也会成为你属灵生命中的一个非常关键的一个时候。
It becomes critical moments in your spiritual life。
啊，所以有很多时候，当你抓住这些机会的时候呢，你的生命中就产生了一个大的转机。
Now when you seize those opportunities， you will have turning points in your life。
啊，一个 crisis 会出来。
A crisis will come up。
那我们知道，很多时候你失去这个机会的时候呢
，Now when you lose that opportunity，
那么就成了一个危机。
It becomes a danger.
啊，我们知道这个 crisis 这个字在英文里面呢，可以翻成转机，也可以翻成是危机，对吧
？So crisis could be interpreted as a turning point or a crisis, a danger.
到底在你的生活中是转机呢，还是危机呢？就看你能不能抓住神给你的机会了。
Is it a turning point or a crisis? It depends on if you could seize the opportunity.
你抓住神给你的机会就是一个转机。
If you seize the opportunity God has given you, then it becomes a turning point.
如果你失去那个机会。
If you lose that opportunity.
那个就变成一个非常大的危机。
And it becomes your crisis.
啊，那么特别在我们生命中啊
，Now in our life，
有的时候神把一些比较重大的事情摆在我们的生活里
，God will put some very powerful things, meaningful things in our life。
那个就很多时候呢，就是会出现一个关键的时刻
，That becomes an important moment。
那个关键的时刻通常的影响都是非常大的。
And those critical moments have great impacts on us.
啊，我们要感谢神呢。
We thank God.
因为我们的神是爱我们的。
Our God loves us.
所以他给我们很多的机会。
That he provides us many opportunities.
啊，就像我们爱我们自己的孩子一样。
It's like we love our children.
啊，虽然他有很多的失败，但是我们总是给他机会。
Though they have many failures, we provide them with many opportunities.
今天神也是，他喜欢在时间中啊，给我们各式各样不同的机会。
God likes to give us opportunities throughout time.
我们要知道这是因为神为爱的缘故。
We need to know that this is because God loves us.
他都把机会给人。
He gives us opportunities.
但是呢，当这个机会来到的时候呢
，But when the opportunity comes，
我们人在神跟前这个选择是非常的重要。
Our choosing before the Lord is very important.
我们要知道，神造人的时候呢，给我们一个自由的意志。
Now when God created us, He gave us a free will.
神非常尊重他给人的这个自由的意志。
And He respects the free will that He has given man.
啊，那么。人运用他的自由的意志所做的这个选择非常的重要。
So with the choices that we do with our free will is very important.
啊，所以呢，这个选择的对错在我们。
If we do things right or wrong, that consequence is that choice is to us.
但是那个结果呢？是神来定规。
But the consequence, God will rule.
所以很多时候，当我们那个选择上面出现错误的时候
，Now when we misjudge，
哇，那是一个非常可怕的一件事情。
And that becomes a very fearful thing.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，我光讲这些原则的话呢，恐怕我们还是不太能够完全的能够明白啊。
Now, if I just talk to you about these principles, it might not be so easy for us to understand.
但是圣经中啊，给我们太多的例子。
Now, the Bible has many examples.
啊，因为我们知道圣经中不仅记载神的事情，也记载了很多的人物。
Now, the Bible didn't just record things of God, but also recorded many people.
啊，大概全本圣经中可能记载了5000多个人物。
Perhaps over 5,000 characters in the Bible.
有的人呢，只有名字在上面。
Some people just have a name.
但有的人呢， 他们的一生的故事呢，很多也记载在圣经的里面。
Some people, their story of their life is recorded in the Bible.
特别呢，这些人一生有很多故事的。
Some of these characters, they have a lot of stories.
我们都会从其中看见神如何把机会给他们，他们有的人如何失去机会，有的人如何抓住机会。
We can see how God gives some of them opportunities, how some of them seize the opportunity, how some others lose their opportunity.
有的人抓住了机会，
some seize the opportunity,
就成为他一生中间一个大的转机。
And it becomes a great turning point in his life.
有的人失去机会，
some lose the opportunity.
结果呢，不仅造成个人的损失，也造成别人的损失。
Not only become lost to themselves, but lost to others.
所以，弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
神给我们一个自由的意志。
God gave us a free will.
所以我们在神所给的这些机会里面所做的选择是非常非常的重要。
Our choices with these opportunities are very important.
我也看见很多年轻的弟兄姊妹。
I see many young brothers and sisters.
他们有的人在很年轻的时候，那么有的人做了错误的选择。
Some when a very young age, they have made mistakes.
结果呢，他们的一生呢，都落在那个痛苦的情况里。
And then all their life, they've fallen into the consequence of that.
那么有的人呢，他们做了对的选择。
And some made the correct choice.
他们的生命中充满神的祝福。
And their life was filled with blessings of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，神是给机会的。
Our God provides us with opportunities.
但是你我的选择非常的重要。
But it's very important that we make the right choice.
所以我们知道神把我们放在时间中间。
We know that God has put us in time.
这是非常重要的一件事情。
It is a very important thing.
我想圣经中因为人物太多了啊。
There are many characters in the Bible.
我们就从那个最早的那个开始来看。
We'll talk about the very early one.
那我们知道最早的就是亚当和夏娃了，对不对？
The very first ones are Adam and Eve.
这个故事呢，我想大家都很熟悉。
We all know the story.
那今天早晨呢，我要你特别注意啊。
This morning I just wanted you to pay particular attention.
你看他们在那个关键的时刻，他们如何做了一个错误的决定。
How at the critical moment they have made the mistake.
一个错误的选择。
They choose the wrong thing.
结果带下来后面的结果是多么的可怕。
And what the fearful consequence they've brought.
所以圣经从一开头就告诉我们。
So at the beginning of the Bible,
神把人放在时间里面。
God put us in time.
神给人有机会。
God gave man opportunities.
但是呢，人在这里呢，没有能尊重神所给的机会。
But man did not respect those opportunities.
做了一个错误的选择。
They choose the wrong thing.
这个错误的选择的话呢，真是带来极大的一个灾祸。
And the wrong choice brought calamities.
如果我们把这个创世纪这个第二第三章读一下。
So if we read Genesis chapter 2 and 3,
我们就看见这个故事是很清楚的。
We can see the story very clearly.
这个我们都知道神把人造出来之后呢，把他们放在伊甸园里面。
So when God created man, he put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
在伊甸园里面有各式各样不同的果子。
And in Garden of Eden, there's all kinds of fruits.
那么呢，中间呢，最中间呢，有两棵很不平凡的树。
Now in the middle, there are two unique trees.
一个是生命树，一个是分别三个知识树。
A tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
那么在创世纪第二章十六十七节那里，
In Genesis 2 verse 16 and 17,
神就警告亚当夏娃。
So God commanded the man.
我想我们把这个话呢再读一下。
So let's read.
虽然弟兄姊妹也许你比较熟，但是我想我们还是把神的话读得准确一点。
Perhaps you know the story, but let's read it.
你看神怎样说呢？
How did God say?
二章十六节。
Chapter 2 verse 16.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in that day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
我们如果仔细读这段话，我们知道这段话是神对亚当说的。
If we read it very carefully, we know that God spoken these words to Adam.
那个时候夏娃还没出来呢。
Eve was not there yet.
因为神说了这个话之后，神才开始造夏娃。
After God said this, God created Eve.
所以神对亚当说了。
So God said to Adam.
那么夏娃是怎么听见的呢？
So how did Eve heard of this?
是亚当告诉他的。
It was passed on by Adam.
所以你知道这个中间有这个传话的一个过程。
So the word was transferred.
那我们不晓得这个亚当呢，当初传这个话给夏娃的时候，是不是讲得那么清楚？
Now we don't know if when Adam spoke these words to Eve, did he speak it as clearly?
因为什么呢？因为我们知道在第三章里面，我们看见那个夏娃对魔鬼说的时候呢，那个话中间就有了一点点的不一样。
Now when we read Eve's response to the devil in chapter 3, we see that a little bit of a twist in the word.
你看当神对亚当说的时候呢，他说啊，因为你吃的日子必定死。
And God said, in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die.
那么夏娃是怎么说的呢？
So how did Eve say it?
你如果读第三章第三节那里说哈，
Chapter 3 verse 3，
他说唯有园当中那棵树上的果子神曾说你们不可吃也不可摸，免得你们死。
But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden God has said you shall not eat it nor shall you touch it lest you die.
我们就知道在这里呢关于神的话有了一点点的改变，对不对？
So the word of God is changed a little bit.
你有没有读出来啊？
Did you read it?
神说什么？
What did God say?
必定死。
Surely you will die.
夏娃怎么说啊？
How did Eve say?
免得你们死。
Lest you die.
这个中间呢就有一点点的我们知道有一点改变了。
So it's changed a little bit.
所以神对亚当说的话是很清楚的。
What God has spoken to Adam is very clear.
我们想呢，可能是亚当把这个话呢告诉他这个妻子夏娃的时候呢，这个中间有了一点点的改变。
Now when Adam said it to Eve, perhaps there was a bit of a change.
可见呢，亚当听这个话的时候呢，他并没有那么在意。
So when Adam heard the word, he probably didn't pay that much attention.
就好像我们常常有时候夫妻也是这样的。
So like husband and wife.
因为在外面，比方弟兄啊，听了一句话，回来时候跟妻子讲，很随便的啊，很 casual， 这种随便就是这么讲，并没有很慎重。
So a husband might have heard something and then came home to tell his wife very casually.
所以呢，因此呢，这个听话的人呢，就听得。不够那么准确。
So the hearer of the word didn't hear it precisely.
所以我们可以看见哈，神知道有一天他要把这个人呢，这个带到那两棵树的跟前呢，要给他们一点的考验。
So God one day will bring man to the two trees and give him a little challenge.
其实呢这个神是我们讲过神尊重人这个自由的意志。
We just said that God respects our free will.
神不要勉强人。
God will not force us.
神喜欢我们做一点选择。
And he likes us to choose.
哎呀，你知道我们基督徒有时候在属灵生活最怕的就是这个选择。
You know that Christians, we fear choices.
我常常听见很多弟兄姊妹祷告主啊，你讲的确定一点吧，你就说这么样，我就照着做了。
Some brothers and sisters would pray that Lord, you make things clear for me. I just tell me what to do.
你也不那么讲那么确定，让我来选，那就很困难呐。
When you don't say it so clearly, then you let me choose. It's very difficult.
但是我们要再说，因为神造你是个活的人。
But then God created us as a living being.
你有你自己的魂呢。
We have our soul.
你有你自己的一个个体啊。
We have our individuality.
所以神喜欢呢，你来做一个选择。
So God likes that we make choices.
所以你看见今天这个世界上面呢，特别有很多引诱年轻人的东西啊。
So now in the world there are many temptations to the young people.
啊，甚至他们唱歌都是这样，我的身体是我自己的，我可以做决定，对吧？
They'll sing a song, "My body is mine, I choose what to do."
啊，所以神喜欢让你来做决定。
God likes us to make choices.
啊，那我们晓得神事先他有话在这里警告我们。
Now beforehand, God has word to warn us.
神并不是不提醒就让你把你摆在这个考验里面。
God did not put us in the challenge, in the challenges without warning.
所以对基督徒来讲。
So for Christians,
在时间中你能不能抓住神给的机会
Can you seize the opportunities in time?
最重要的一件事情
the most important thing
就是第一个你有没有把神的话读准确
First of all, have you read the word of God precisely?
那么第二个你有没有拣选神的话
And secondly, have you chosen the word of God?
弟兄姊妹们那个后面的那个结果是很严重的
The consequences will be very fierce
那我们看见呢这个在伊甸园那里不仅是有神在那里还有魔鬼了
So in the Garden of Eden not only God is there but the devil is also there
魔鬼也是等待机会的
The devil also waits for opportunities
你要知道今天呢仇敌在我们的周围也是一样整天眼睛盯着我们
You know that the devil is around us just like that. He stares at every time.
他等那个机会。
He waits for the opportunity.
你最近这段时间嘛，很爱主啊，聚会也好，这个服侍也好，都很热心。那么魔鬼就等着。
So when you have a time where you love the Lord and you attend meetings and you do all things spiritual, then the devil will wait for you.
他等着什么？等着你放松的时候啊。
He waits for the moment that you relax.
我们知道大卫曾经犯过大罪，对不对啊
？We know that David committed a great sin.
大卫是个那么爱神的人。
David loved the Lord.
但是呢，他一旦有一点放松的时候呢，就是仇敌的机会。
But the moment he relaxed.The devil had an opportunity.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，这个对我们是何等重要的提醒呢
？This is a great reminder to us.
所以我想呢，那个魔鬼呢，因为呢没有去引诱亚当。
The devil did not go to tempt Adam.
因为他知道神的话是对亚当讲的。
He knew that God spoke directly to Adam.
亚当听见的是神直接来的话。
Adam heard directly from God.
魔鬼知道这个夏娃听见的是 second hand.
So Eve heard the second hand message.
啊，所以呢，他就等这个机会来引诱这个夏娃。
So he waits for the opportunity to tempt Adam.Eve.
哎呀，这个夏娃呢，可能在那个树面前走来走去，走了很多次啊。
So Eve probably passed by the tree many times.
啊，那心里想，神说不可摸，不可吃。
So she thought that God said, "You shall not touch, shall not eat."
也许他在，所以魔鬼整天盯着他，看着他。
So the devil observes her.
啊，等到一个时候，看见机会来了。
A point, the opportunity come.
因为那一天可能夏娃呢就站在那个树跟前的这样。
Perhaps Eve was just stood by the tree and staring at the fruit.
我想这个时候就是魔鬼的机会。
I think that was the moment that the devil had an opportunity.
我想虽然圣经没有这样记载。
Even though the Bible didn't record it like that.
我们知道在按照我们的经历上来讲是这样的。
We according to our experience, it is like that.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要很谨慎啊。
We need to be very cautious.
那么，结果我们看见夏娃在那里受到了这一个魔鬼的这个欺骗。
So Eve was deceived by the devil.
啊，她呢守不住神的话。
She couldn't keep the word of God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
我们越过越感觉到。
And the more we live, the more we understand.
今天在神的儿女当中
，That among the children of God，
准确的话是非常的重要。
The precise word is very important.
不准确的话所带下来的是灾祸。
The words that are not precise will bring calamities.
所以这几年我有时候在主面前呢，心里面也感觉很害怕。
So these years I fear with the Lord.
因为我们好像是一个传递神话的人。
It seems that I am a messenger of the word.
如果我们传递一些不准确的话
，If we delivered words that are not accurate.
Yeah, 有一些的事情呢, 比如说记错了, 那个还不要紧。
Now, if we misremember things, then that's okay.
如果在原则上面运用错误了,
if we misuse the principles,
那个影响是非常大的,
we have great consequences.
我们读教会历史就看见,
when we read church history, we'll
see 每一次教会在地上的偏离,
that every time the church deviates,
不是人不讲神的话,
it's not because men stop spoken the word of God,
是因为人讲不准确的话,
but because God misused the word of God.
所以呢,整个教会光景都偏离了,
so that's the church deviated.
所以这里给我们提醒啊,
so it reminds us,
不准确的话, 那个是一个灾祸,
the inaccurate words will bring calamities.
所以我鼓励青年弟兄姊妹, 你要好好地读主的话,
so I encourage young brothers and sisters, we have to read the word of God.
把圣经摆在你的生活中, 摆在最重要的地位上,
put the Bible in the most important place in your life.
今天呢, 这个世界中, 这个属灵的, 所谓属灵的书籍, 多得不得了。
Now in the world, there are many so-called spiritual books.
我就发现有很多基督徒到最后呢, 偏离, 很多是读那些书啊, 读出来的。
Many Christians, they left Bible but went to read the books.
所以你如果圣经没有一个根底,
now if you don't have a good foundation in the Bible,
你没有准确地读到主的话,
if not accurately read the word of the Lord,
我们就很可能会像夏娃一样受到欺骗,
we could be very likely to be in Eve, to be deceived.
啊, 所以你知道在弟兄运动的时候,
so you, when at the brethren movement,
他们在那里强调了一个重要的事情,
they focused on something,
就是 back to the Bible,
back to the Bible,
回到圣经的里面,
back to the Bible.
啊, 弟兄姊妹们, 你只有把圣经读准确了,
when we read the word precisely,
and
it's hard for you to be deceived.
所以那天夏娃来到这个知识树的跟前,
so that day Eve came to the tree of knowledge.
我们要晓得哈, 这个知识树是一个非常大的诱惑。
Now the tree of knowledge is a great temptation.
我们有的时候在主跟前呢, 很感叹,
sometimes we have this feeling before the Lord.
在人类起初的时候, 我们就看见, 这个知识树的引诱比生命树的这个吸引力要来得大。
That the attraction of the tree of knowledge is greater than the tree of life.
你知道吗?
Do you know?
一直到今天,
even to this day,
就是在地上的教会,
even to the churches,
普遍的情况,
that the common signs,
我们看见, 知识人就是比生命那个引诱力来得大。
Knowledge attracts more people than life.
年轻的弟兄姊妹们, 尤其我们这个读过点书的人, 我们很容易就偏向这个知识。
Particularly some for us, when we went to school a lot, we would tend to go after knowledge.
我给你们讲一件事,
I'll tell you something.
我去年到中国,
last year I was in China.
我不要讲一个地方, 我到那个地方去聚会的时候,
so I went to that place to meet.
那个年长的弟兄啊, 忧心忡忡啊,
the elderly brother was very worried.
啊, 后来我知道了,
later on, I.
为什么? 因为他们中间有很多年轻的这些同工们,
amongst them, there are young co-workers.
他们受到了某一种神学的一个影响,
they are influenced by certain theology.
所以他们就非常的偏向这些知识的东西,
so they turn, focus a lot of their attention on knowledge.
因为在这个之前呢, 他们都是走生命的路,
now before that they walk on the way of life.
结果现在呢, 中间呢, 有一批人开始起来, 他们转向这个知识的东西,
some of them turn to knowledge.
结果对整个教会的侍奉啊, 产生非常重大的影响,
and then the service in the church is greatly changed.
那天我去他们中间讲道,
now that day I went to among them to speak.
我跟他们讲到一点生命的经历,
I told them some experiences.
散会之后啊,
now after the meeting,
那个负责年长的负责弟兄就来找我了,
so the elderly brother came to me.
他说孙弟兄啊, 你能不能晚上再加一堂,
he said, brother son, could you speak again this evening?
下午还有一堂啊,
there's one in the afternoon.
啊, 本来晚上我们要走的,
so in the evening we have to leave.
他说你能不能留下再讲一堂,
could you speak one more in the evening?
我就说你们中间有问题了,
so I asked, is there a problem?
结果没想到我这一问呢, 这个年长就站在我面前就哭起来了。
So once I asked that, the elderly brother started weeping.
他说, 是啊, 有问题啊, 有问题啊, 就这么一面哭啊, 一面拉着我的手这样。
And he shook my hand and he cried, yes, there's a problem.
因为我没预备啊。
I wasn't prepared for this.
结果那天到了晚上还是增加一堂。
So that night I had another session.
因为在这位年长的弟兄面前,
So before this elderly brother,
并且他流着泪这么恳求啊，我没办法不答应他的。
And he pleaded with me with tears. I had to.
他们中间出现什么问题呢？
So what was the problem among them?
就是生命树和知识树的问题。
It's the tree of knowledge and the tree of life.
现在年轻的一代人呢，他们呢喜欢知识的东西，说他们偏向这个。
The young generation loves knowledge, so they lean toward that. They no longer want to walk on the way of life.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这个知识,这个吸引力是非常非常大的。
The attraction of knowledge is great.
所以我们要求主提醒我们,
We let the Lord remind us
就是在今天这个世代的里面,
that even this generation,
好像生命树的吸引总是赶不上知识树的吸引力来的这么大。
The tree of life does not have as much attraction than the tree of knowledge.
但是我们都知道,当他们这个错误的选择,
Now we know that when they made that wrong choice,
真的带进祝福了吗?
Did it bring in blessing?
不是祝福。
It's not blessing.
所引进的乃是一个大的灾祸。
But what they brought in was a great calamity.
但是你知道吧, 在头一个世纪,最早的人类,
So at the very early humans,
他们所受到的这个吸引呢,
What they were attracted to,
其实就是约翰在约翰一书第二章里面所讲的一样,
It was what John recorded in 1 John chapter
2, 他说不要爱世界,
Do not love the world,
这世界上有什么事情呢?
So what is in the world?
一个什么肉体的情欲,
The lust of the flesh,
然后呢眼目的情欲,
The lust of the eyes,
然后今生的骄傲,
And the pride of life,
其实那一天呢你知道吧夏娃所受到的吸引就是这个东西,
That's exactly what Eve was tempted with,
因为什么呢夏娃来到那个知识树旁边一看说一看哎呀这个果子好做食物对不对
So when Eve came to the tree and looked at the fruits and it was good to eat
这个肉体的情欲被挑起来了
And the flesh of the lust of the flesh was invoked
所以我们知道在那个时候 夏娃不可能犯淫乱的罪啊
So we knew that Eve could not commit adultery back then
只有一个亚当
There was only one Adam
又是他的丈夫对不对
It was his husband
所以他不会犯这个情欲的罪
So there was no lust of the flesh
所以那个时候肉体的情欲最大的情欲是什么 就是吃
So what is the greatest lust of the flesh It's food
看这个食物好做看这个果子好做食物
And this fruit is good to eat
所以呢,他那个肉体的欲望被跳起来。
So her lust of the flesh was invoked.
然后第二个呢?
And secondly,
眼目的情欲,
The lust of the eyes,
那个树上的果子,悦人的眼目,
And the fruit on the tree was good to look at.
圣经并且讲说很可爱,
It looks lovely.
所以你知道今天你跑到这个世界里面去啊,
So when you go into the world,
那个呢,特别悦你的眼目,并且叫你觉得可爱的东西都要小心。
And the things that are pleasant to your eyes, you need to be careful.
这个世界就是用这些东西来引诱人的。
And the world attracts us with these things.
对不对啊?
Isn't it so?
所以你知道,当初呢,我们不晓得为什么这个知识树的果子弄得比生命树的果子特别漂亮。
We don't know why the fruit of the tree of knowledge looks more prettier than the tree of life.
所以你看难怪圣经讲说主耶稣到地上来的时候没有加行美容对不对像根出于甘地
So when the Lord Jesus came to the world He did not have good outlook
这个生命树
Tree of life
所以神好像故意弄个生命树弄得不好看弄个知识树弄得特别好看
So it seems that God in purpose made the tree of knowledge prettier than the tree of life
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters
今天的确你在各道各处弟兄姊妹们哎我们要走生命的路哎呀这个不吸引人
Brothers everywhere will say that when we walk on the path of life it doesn't draw people
哇哪里来讲哲学了讲科学了讲艺术了讲文化了啊这个吸引人很多
So if someone would speak on philosophy on arts history science it draws people
是不是这样呢
Isn't it so
你看今天基督教里面这个情况就是这样啊。
You look at Christianity today, it is so.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，但愿主把我们带回到他的话语跟前。
Brothers and sisters, may the Lord bring us back to His words.
要叫我们里面的受警惕。
That we would be reminded.
我们应当怎么样跟着生命走啊。
How we should we follow the way of life.
那么不仅有眼目这个情欲，还有什么今生的骄傲。
And then there's pride of life.
因为什么呢？他看见你吃了这个果子之后呢，就叫你有智慧。
And when you eat after you eat the fruit, you will have wisdom.
哇，今天我们晓得这个世界呢最大的骄傲就是人的智慧，对不对
？The pride of life this age is the wisdom of man.
哇，我不晓得你们有没有买那个 iPad 有没有？有没有买
iPad? Yes.
啊，哇，那个一出来的，你到那个店里面去看了，现在 iPad 2出来了，对不对啊？那个买这个东西的人都是排长龙啊。
This is a huge lineup, before the store opens.
哇，大家都觉得这是人类的一个骄傲。
This is the achievement of humankind.
啊，所以这个知识，这个智慧这个东西啊，会使人骄傲。
Wisdom makes us proud.
我们看这个世界上，有智慧的人总是比较骄傲。
We look around in a world that those who have knowledge is more proud.
有学问的人就比较骄傲。
And those people who have knowledge are proud.
所以你知道当初哈，夏娃站在这个知识树跟前的时候呢
？So when Eve stood by the tree of knowledge.
他所受到这个引诱，就是今天世界的引诱。
He was tempted the same thing that the world is tempted with.
啊，肉体的情欲。眼目的情欲，今生的骄傲。
Lust of the eyes and the pride of life.
所以你看，从一开头的时候，魔鬼就是用这个方法的。
Even in the beginning, the devil used that method.
一直到今天还是这个方法。
To this day, the devil used the same method.
但我们要感谢神呢。
We thank our Lord.
神把我们放在时间当中。
He put us in time.
神已经事先把他的话已经很清楚地告诉我们。
And he gave us his word very clearly.
所以如果我们能听神的话，
Now if we hear his words,
我们知道这个世界仇敌所使用的东西是没有办法引诱我们的。
We would know that nothing in this world the devil can use to tempt us.
所以那一天我们知道，当夏娃站在这个生命树和知识树的中间的时候，
So that day when Eve stood between the two trees,
我们晓得这是一个关键时刻。
That would be a critical moment.
这考验她的选择。
A time to challenge her choice.
神不是没有给我们机会。
God gave us opportunities.
神给了很大的机会。
God gave many opportunities.
所以那天如果夏娃因为爱神的缘故选择的生命树，
Now if Eve, out of the reason of loving the Lord, and she chose the tree of life, we wouldn't have the sad stories of humankind. Because that day she made the wrong choice. And she also dragged her husband into the mistake.
那个结果是什么呢？
What is the consequence?
全世界因着他们夫妻两个所做这个错误的决定啊，落在咒诅的里面。
The whole world, because what they did, fell into a curse.
所以在那个最关键的时刻里面，
At that most important moment,
他们做了错误的一个选择。
They made the wrong choice.
叫整个神所创造的这个万有，通通落在咒诅的里面。
The entire creation was fell under a curse.
所以人在地上就开始怎么劳苦了。
So men started to toil.
这个是咒诅啊。
That is a curse.
圣经讲说你汗流满面才得糊口。
And you sweat and labor all day just to barely feed yourself.
我们那里啊，很多弟兄姊妹们在这个 Microsoft 做事情。
So I know many brothers and sisters work with Microsoft.
每个进 Microsoft 的人，你看都是挺胸昂首的。
And everyone went in there with, you know, I'm somebody.
就觉得能够被选上，能在这个大公司里面做事情，这个很骄傲。
I'm very proud that I can work at such a good company.
但是你问问他，你一天做多少个钟头啊？
But if you ask him, how many hours a day you work?
他马上就骄傲不起来了。
He would stop boasting right away.
很多人很惭愧，一天做10个钟头。
10 hours.
有时十个钟头还不够呢。
Sometimes 10 hours is not enough.
那个老板不下班，你也不敢下班。
When the supervisor don't go home, you won't go home.
是吧？所以有时候弄到半夜才回家。
Sometimes to midnight.
劳苦啊。
Labor.
看起来得做的好像外表一点点的这个好处，一点点收好的收入，一点名誉。劳苦啊。
It seems that you have some good salary, a good job title, but labor.
我有时候常常看他们来聚会，都匆匆忙忙的冲进来。
Sometimes they come to meeting, they rush in.
有的来聚会啊，连晚饭都来不及吃。
Some would came without even eating dinner.
这是劳苦。
Labor.
这个劳苦从哪里来的，你知道吗
？Where did the labor come from?
就是因为亚当夏娃选择错了。
Because Adam and Eve made the wrong choice.
所以整个世界落在咒诅的里面。
The whole world fell into curse.
所以你就看见今天人在地上生活多么劳苦啊
！You see that how our life is filled with labor.
他不仅做事情很压力很大，紧张啊。
Not only that, but there's pressure.
因为你不知道哪一天啊，那个老板就给你一个条子。
Because someday the supervisor will hand you a pink
slip. 你今天可以回家了。
Go home today.
所以我看他们在那里做事的人，个个都是提心吊胆的。
So they work there with a lot of pressure.
有时候看别人被 lay off 了。
They will see your coworkers laid off.
哎呀，他觉得自己很幸运。
They feel lucky.
但他也不知道下一个是不是就是他了。
They wouldn't know if they're next.
所以你看见人在地上生活变得。这么的可怕的
This is our condition now.
不仅劳苦
Not only labor.
还有痛苦
And pain.
你看看最近这个日本这个发生这个大地震
You see what happened in Japan with the earthquake.
多少的痛苦的事情
How much pain there is.
你整天看那个电视上抱着那个情形都是痛苦的事
All the things that you see on TV is pain.
不仅那些日本人在那里流泪全世界人都跟着流泪
Not only the Japanese weep but the whole world weeps with them.
我不知道你看的时候有没有掉眼泪、啊、
Did you shed tears when you watched those things?
哎呀你发觉这个人真是可怜了、啊、活在这个世界中
Man live in this world is pitiful.
不仅有天灾
Not only there is a natural disaster
还有很多人祸
But there is also man-made disaster
哎呀这里打仗那里打仗
There is war here, war there
那个中东一打仗我们这里也紧张对不对
Middle East when they start fighting we get nervous
那么汽油没了
We ran out of gas
你看着那个汽油天天往上走
You see the price just skyrocketing
你的心情就一直往下掉
And your mood is going down
人就是活在这么一个受咒诅的环境
This is the curse that we live in
这都是什么因为当初啊亚当夏娃做了一个错误的决定
Because back then Adam and Eve made the wrong choice
到最后啊
At the end,
神对亚当怎么说、啊、
What did God say to Adam?
你出于土，你也归于土。
Because out of dust you were raised, back to dust you will go.
叫你整个的一生呢，一点意义都没有。
That your entire life will be without a meaning.
你知道吗？这就是因为在那个关键的时刻，人做了一个错误的决定所带下来的结果。
That is when at the critical moment, man made a wrong choice.
你知道本来神造人的时候呢，神在第一章里怎么讲？神人是代表神，是荣耀神的。
So in chapter 1, when God created man, man has the image, the glory of God.
神是要人掌大权的。
God wants us to have power.
他管理整个宇宙的。
To have authority over the world.
但是现在呢
？But now,
人就沦落成了一个可怜堕落的人。
Men became pitiful and fallen.
并且出于土归于土。
And out of dust and go back into.
我们知道这是整个人类的历史。
That is the human history.
我们知道这整个人类的历史就在于亚当夏娃做了一个错误的决定。
The entire history of mankind is because. Adam and Eve made the wrong choice.
所以弟兄姊妹们
and sisters,
我们要知道
we need to know,
今天神爱我们
God loves us.
神把我们放在时间的里面
God put us in time.
对于基督徒来讲
for Christians,
我们蒙了一个非常大的一个福分
we have a great blessing.
就是虽然我们在时间中却是不属于时间
we are in time, but we do not belong to time.
因为每一个弟兄姊妹你蒙恩得救之后呢你有了主的生命你里面已经开始有了永远
Every one of us who receives salvation then eternity has already started in us
有一天你会看见
That one day you'll see
当这个时间一结束的时候
When time ends
这个地上所有一切人类所有的事物，连同魔鬼一切作为都通通结束。
Everything in this world, even the works of the enemy, will end.
但是我们不会跟着他那个情况结束。
But we will not end with them.
我们里面有永远的生命。
In us there is eternal life.
所以我们就跳脱时间之外了，对不对？
Then we are out of life, out of time.
虽然我们知道我们已经蒙了这个福分。
Even though we have received that blessing.
但是我们还是要明白一件事情。
We still need to understand something.
留我们在时间当中
God keep us to remain in time,
是为要叫我们在神跟前蒙福的
so that we can be blessed.
啊，所以今天呢你必须要把这个观念转过来
so you have to change that concept.
我们跟世界上人不一样
we are different from the people of the world.
所以你不需要羡慕世界上那些人
do not envy them.
人家那个有什么进好学校有什么得好成就有什么财富有什么地位弟兄姊妹不需要羡慕这些
go to a good school, have wealth, did something great, you don't have to envy them.
当然了如果主给了你的话呢那么也很好
If the Lord gave you those things, good.
啊，没给你也不必难过。
And if He didn't, then don't feel sad.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道到了时候这一切都结束。
We would know that at time, when time comes, all these will end.
尤其像我到了今天呢。
So when I come to today.
我这个慢慢年纪老了。
When I'm aging.
我更是感觉到这个东西啊，真的是，唉。我们过去啊，年轻时候什么雄心大志，什么励志这东西，现在看起来有点好笑。
So I would laugh at when I was young. I had ambitions. I had wills to achieve things. Laughable.
这个有一天随着你的过去整个结束，对不对
？Once you pass away, all these will end.
所以我才知道，今天我们的时间中抓住神给的机会活着，那个才是最重要的东西。
If we have seized the opportunities, that's important.
所以弟兄姊妹们
Brothers, sisters,
一个人如果不能够抓住神给的机会就是浪费时间
If we could not seize the opportunities, then we're wasting time.
请我们记得浪费时间对基督徒来讲就是浪费生命
If you're wasting time for Christians, you're wasting life.
所以在旧约圣经新约圣经都是这样记载
So in the Old and the New Testament, it's all recorded
神把我们的一生呢统统把它记录下来
God records In our life, he records.
所以你读旧约圣经书，发现很多的人物啊，神有的从他们幼年的时候，到他们一直到离世，这个有些很多的故事的记载。
So some characters in the Bible, from the day that they were born to the day that they died, there's recording.
但是请你注意一件事情。
But please notice something.
只有那些与神的生命有关的那些事情，神才记载下来。
Only the things that are recorded are only things to do with God's life.
那就说呢，那些是与基督有关的，神就记载。
In other words, anything that has to do with Christ, God will record.
凡是你跟这个生命没有关系的，神就不记载。
If it has nothing to do with life, God will not record it.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们晓得这个，我们蒙恩得救之后。我们是神的儿女很重要啊。
Now, after we're saved, we know that we're children of God.
啊，你说哈，这个世界上只有那些大人物啊，人家才记他们的事情，对不对？像我这个什么都不是的，有什么好记的呢
？You think that only important people in this world have people record their life, but I'm nobody.
但是请你记得
，Please know this.
你头一次的出生
when you are born.
这肉身出生没什么尊贵。
When you're first born, the flesh is not very honorable.
但是第二次的出生。
But the second birth.
从圣灵生的。
When you're born from the Holy Spirit.
我们成为神的儿女。
When we become the children of God.
那个是尊贵非凡的。
That is very honorable.
所以你在地上的一举一动神都记载。
So whatever you do on the earth, God records.
你做了好事记载，坏事也跟你记载。
When you did good things or evil things, they were all recorded.
哇，那个录音机啊，就跟着你的。
The tape recorder is with you.
你要想想这个一想也蛮可怕的，对不对
？Sometimes it's a scary thing.
因为你记得吗？圣经告诉我们说，有一天我们来到审判台前的时候啊。
So the Bible tells us one day we will come before the judgment throne.
你在你一生中间所说的每一句闲话都要供出来。
Every rumor you spread will be spread out.
那就神给你录音呐。
God recorded it.
你逃不掉的。
You can't run away from it.
因为什么？你是神的儿女。
You are the children of God.
你比那个世界上的总统还尊贵。
You're more precious than the presidents of the world.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们要知道， 只有和生命有关的。
Only if it has to do with life.
神乐于记载。
God is pleased to record.
所以我们如果抓住了神给的机会，
If we seize those opportunities,
我们就不是浪费时间。
We did not waste time.
所以我要跟弟兄姊妹们呢，相互之间做一个重要的提醒。
So let's remind each other.
主还留我们在地上。
When the Lord remain, keep us
我们还有一点点的机会。
We have some opportunities left.
主回来的日子非常的迫近啊。
The days of his return is very close.
我们要勉励自己。
We need to encourage ourselves.
绝不做叫自己后悔的事。
Let us not do things that we will regret.
啊，青年弟兄姊妹们，尤其你们要记住。
Young brothers and sisters, please remember this.
当我们在很多的试探引诱底下的时候。
That when we are under a lot of temptations.
你要提醒自己。
Remind yourselves.
绝不做叫自己后悔的事情。
We will not do the things that we will regret.
啊，我们年长的弟兄姊妹，我们年日少了，我们更是要提醒自己。
To the elderly brothers and sisters, we don't have a lot of days. We need to even more remind ourselves.
绝不做叫自己后悔的事情。
Do not do things that will let us regret.
弟兄姊妹要抓住神给的机会。
Seize those opportunities, brothers and sisters.
啊，我时间不多，我要快快的讲啊。
I'm running out of time, so I have to hurry.
我们要感谢神。
We thank God.
虽然也许我们会觉得说，哎呀，我们回头看一看，我们过去的日子已经漏掉了太多的机会了，对不对？
Perhaps when we look back, we realize that we lost a lot of opportunities.
但是神是怜悯人的神。
But God is a God of mercy.
圣经呢，一个宝贵的思想。
It is a precious thought in the Bible.
特别告诉我们说，神给我们有赎回的机会。
And God gave us the opportunity to redeem things.
我们常常提到主耶稣基督的救赎的时候。
That when we talk about the redemption of Jesus Christ.
我们多半都比较注重在这个救，啊，我们很少弟兄姊妹注重在那个赎字。
We pay a lot of attention on salvation, saving, rather than redemption.
啊，其实呢，神的救恩中间呢，还有赎回的这个恩典。
So salvation has that factor of redemption in it.
嗯，因为没时间，我只能简单的说啊。
I can only go simple.
在旧约圣经的里面
，In the Old Testament,
神给以色列百姓呢，有一个特别的安排，叫做禧年。
God has a special arrangement for this for Israel's, and it is the millennium years.
啊，我们知道这个什么叫禧年呢
？What is the millennium year?
就到了五十年的时候。
So when 50 years.
49年过去了。
So 7 by 7 is 49.
到五十年的时候。
At the 50th year.
那么以色列人可以把他们所失去的田地、所失去的一切事物，重新通通的得回来。
Those people could redeem whatever they have lost, their field, their house. They could redeem them back.
这是在全世界国家都没有的，只有以色列人有这么一个特别的一个安排。
No other nation in the world has this except Israel.
那么那个意思就告诉我们说呢，你为着失去的你难过，但是呢，你要知道你还有赎回的机会。
The meaning is that you feel sorry for what you've lost, but you have an opportunity to redeem it.
那么到了彼得的书信里面呢
？So when we come to Peter, the letters.
彼得给我们一个更宝贵的提醒。
Peter gave us a higher reminder.
他说呢，神看一日如千年，千年如一日。
That God sees one day as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day.
我们知道这是一个恩典的算法。
It is a counting method of grace.
啊，神叫你可以用很短的时间把你过去所失去的通通可以找回来。
You could use a very short period of time to redeem that what you've lost in a very long time.
就像神对约珥所说的一样。
Just like what he said to Joel.
啊，那个蝗虫马蚱男子所吞灭的这一切东西啊，我通通还给你们。
All the locusts, the swarming locusts, whatever they consumed, I will give them back to you.
所以这里告诉我们，你只要在主跟前能够活的一天，神用千年来算。
That if you could live for the Lord for one day, God counted as if it's 1,000 years.
啊，就像有很多呢，这个做父母的爱孩子啊。
Parents love their kids.
我小的时候呢，对那个孩子讲说呢，你只要啊，在这个铺满里面哈，这个丢下一毛钱。
Piggy bank. So the parents will say if you put 10 cents into the piggy bank.
啊，那么你只要放一毛钱进去，爸爸就给你放一块钱进去。
If you do 10 cents, daddy will match $1.
我们神也是这样的。
God is like that.
神说你只要放一天进去，我放千年。
God says you put one day.
更大，对不对啊
？I put in 1,000 years.
就好像今天跟儿子讲，你只要放一块钱，我放一百万。
You tell your child you put 10 cents, I'll give you a million.
啊，不过当然你要很有钱才行的。
Of course you have to be wealthy.
对不对啊？嗯。那么至少呢，你放一毛钱，我放一块钱，这个可以的。
One ten cents for a dollar.
那么如果呢，你不好好活在神的跟前，抓不住神给的机会。
Now if you don't live and to seize those opportunities.
你活了一千年的，神看你怎么等于一天。
If you live 1,000 years, it's as if it's one day.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters,
我们要知道，今天我们还活在时间的里面。
We need to know that we still live in time.
神还给我们有很多的机会。
God gave us many opportunities.
啊。有一些机会你抓住了，可能会成为你一生中间一个最关键的时刻。
Some of these opportunities, when you seize them, it becomes very important moments for your life.
不仅给你自己带来祝福
，not only bring blessings to you,
可能给神整个神的教会带来祝福
，but also blessing to the entire church.
我们看见从旧约圣经一直到新约圣经
，we see that from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
甚至到教会历史
，even to church history.
我们看见有好多弟兄姊妹们，或者他们因为抓住了神给他们的机会
，that those brothers and sisters because they seized the opportunity.
不仅他们自己在神面前有了转。
Not only they turned with God,
带来整个一个国家的转机
but they've also brought a turning point for the entire nation,
带来整个教会的转机
for the whole church to turn around.
啊，我想我没时间去举这个例子
I don't have time to have
比方说举一个最简单的例子，你像旧约大家都知道哈拿的故事，对不对
the story of Hannah in the Old Testament.
因为这个家庭主妇啊
a housewife.
但是因为他抓住了神给他这个机会
because she sees that opportunity.
结果呢使这个四世纪450多年黑暗的时代来了个大转机
and she turned around the 400 some years of judges, the dark age.
不仅他个人蒙恩
not only she was blessed,
整个以色列国因他蒙恩
the entire nation of Israel was blessed.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们
sisters,
所以你不要小看神给的机会
don't look down on those opportunities.
啊所以我们希望呢，当这个机会来到的时候
We hope that when the opportunities come,
每一个弟兄姊妹都能做对的选择
that every brother and sisters can make the right choice,
啊，做一个最有智慧的选择
make the most wise choice,
啊，这个我想在生活中太多事情
there are many things in life,
啊，比方今天早晨有人约你说哎呀我们去打球吧但是你说我要聚会啊
Could we go play ball today? And you say, I have to go to meetings.
你看机会就来了，对不对啊
That's an opportunity.
这就看你的选择了。
What would you choose?
啊，有人说，哎，我请你去吃饭。
Someone say, let's go eat.
那么，你要聚会。
I have to go to meetings.
带你去玩。
Let's go somewhere.
那么，你要聚会。
I have to go to meetings.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这些都是我们小小的选择，对不对
Those are small choices.
但这些选择很重要
Those are very important choices.
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，今天早晨呢，我愿意用主的话和你们彼此之间呢，相互有一个提醒。
Let us remind each other with the word of the Lord this morning.
我们知道主回来的日子非常的迫近啊。
We know that the day of His return is very near.
啊，我们看见这个世界上有很多大的灾祸起来。
There are many great calamities in the world today.
这些都是神给我们重要的提醒。
Those are important reminders.
啊，但愿在我们还有不多的日子的里面。
And perhaps in whatever days that are left.
我们真是能够选择生命树啊。
We could choose.The tree of life,
活在主的跟前
to live before the Lord.
啊，让我们还有不多的日子，抓住这机会，把我们过去所失落的，统统把它补回来。
So、whatever we have lost in the past, we could redeem them.
啊，主回来的时候呢，我们可以欢欢喜喜的见他。
That we could see him in joy.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你不仅把我们放在时间的里面
Not only you put us in time,
你也救赎了我们
you've also saved us,
你已经把永远的生命赐给我们
and that you've given us eternal life,
我们是属于永远的
and of course we belong to eternity,
但是今天我们还活在时间中
but today we still live in time,
求你让我们懂得时间的意义
please let us teach us the meaning of time,
让我们知道如何在时间中抓住你给的机会
that we could seize the opportunities that you've given us through time,
让我们在地上就蒙你的祝福
so that we can be blessed,In this world.
但愿因为这些对的选择
Because of these correct choices.
不仅使我们个人蒙恩,
not only be a blessing to ourselves, but be blessings to the people around us.
主啊,
but this is a precious thought that you've given us.
我们满心的感谢你,
we thank you with all our hearts. Lord, let us be a hearer of the word.
能够准确地听你的话,
to hear your word precisely.
顺服你的话,
and to obey your words.
主啊,
Lord, please have mercy on us.
我们也深信你会恩待我们,
and we know that you will have mercy on us.
我们把一切的感谢赞美都归给,
we give you all the glory and thankfulness.
垂听我们的祷告,
please hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名,
in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.